NPR News, I'm Ben Thomas. Heading into the final weekend of the presidential campaign, the candidates are zeroing in on Midwest battleground states. Hai Panjwani has a report.
Trump spoke to voters in Dearborn, Michigan.
The people in the Middle East that aren't doing their job, and you have people in the U.S. that aren't doing their job, and when they get it together, when they get it right, you're going to have peace in the Middle East.
He was aiming his remarks to the Arab American community of Dearborn, which has been critical of the Biden-Harris administration for not stopping Israel's attack on Gaza. Meanwhile, Harris called Trump an angry man at a town hall.
And we have an opportunity in this election to turn the page on a decade of Donald Trump.
Later in the day, the two will have dueling rallies focused on the Milwaukee area. It's home to the most Democratic votes in Wisconsin, but its conservative suburbs are where most Republicans live and are a critical area for Trump as he tries to reclaim the state he narrowly won in 2016 and lost in 2020. I'm Haya Panjwani.
U.S. intelligence officials say a video that purports to show election fraud in Georgia is fake and the work of Russian influence actors. Sagar Magani has the October jobs report.
It is a blurred view of the labor market. Last month's jobs report shows employers added just 12,000 jobs after September's unexpectedly strong 254,000 jobs jump. Economists say October's hurricanes and strikes left many workers temporarily off payrolls. The unemployment rate stayed at 4.1%. Sagar Magani, Washington.
That jobs report cemented bets on Wall Street that the Fed will cut interest rates again when policymakers meet next week. Stocks finished a down week with gains. In Lebanon, health authorities say an intense Israeli barrage across northeastern farming villages killed at least 52 people and wounded scores more. Meantime, in central Gaza, Palestinians recovered the bodies of 25 people killed in a series of Israeli airstrikes that began yesterday. This is AP News. Communities getting creative with I Voted stickers. Ed Donahue has the story.
The usual design features a flag and the words, I voted.
For me, I like to wear it to show everyone around and kind of remind them that they should also go vote.
In San Francisco, the sticker features the Golden Gate Bridge, the Bay, and seals.
This sticker is beautiful, so I really enjoy the design this year.
In New York City, those who voted on Halloween got stickers showing a pigeon wearing a witch's hat. 10-year-old Grace was one of the winners of a contest in New Hampshire to design a voting sticker there.
I knew I wanted to do something that represented New Hampshire, and I also wanted to do something that represented, like, the whole, like, Union America.
Her design features New Hampshire's fallen but not forgotten Old Man of the Mountain rock formation. A big hit in Michigan is a sticker of a werewolf shredding its shirt in front of an American flag with the words, I voted. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.